One of the things that surprised me as I got to selecting the girls was that some of them grew up to be very famous people in an entirely different area than they were famous as a child. So I found that kind of fascinating. So I think if anyone has read, for instance, a biography on Betty Ford, you know, we know her as the First Lady, and we know her, you know, in her efforts to, establish the Betty Ford Center and help people with addictions and even for a breast cancer fight. But we may not know that she really wanted to be a dancer and was actually part of a famous dance troupe at the time and performed in Carnegie Hall before she turned 20. So I think for those people who may know the end story, this is the origin story, you know, for some of those really famous ones.
Did you get to talk to any of the women who you included in the book who are still around?
In fact, one of them, a local woman named Mary Lou Mason, she's actually employed by the state in a commission, the Hispanic slash Latino Commission, and she heads that. And her story is that she was a migrant worker along with her family. They came up from Texas every year. And because they had this 6 months in Texas, 6 months in Michigan lifestyle, she didn't get to go to formal schooling until she was 12. And she so wanted to learn, and she actually taught herself to read and write. So I was able to become, familiar with her and talk to her about the challenges that she faced.
Do you have any favorite stories from this book? Any that were really surprising or really stood out to you or kind of resonated with you personally?
Well, I guess that kind of standout one is Julie Crone. She is the winningest female jockey in American history. And I had a chance to meet her recently when she was inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame. And what a personality. I mean, she's tiny, as you might expect a jockey to be.
I think it said she was 4 foot
Yeah.
10 inches.
And a personality like three times the size of her body. She just was so filled with enthusiasm and excitement and love of her sport. And I was just astounded by how driven that she was, even at a young age, because she began to ride at the age of two. The other person that I really enjoyed researching was Anna Howard Shaw. And for, many people, the name conjures up the suffrage fight because she succeeded Susan B. Anthony in leading that fight into the 20th century. And that's maybe all that some people know about her. But in reality, she had a full career before that. And even as a child, a very full life. She was a native of England, had migrated here with her parents. And then after living in the Northeast for a while, her father decided they needed to up and move to the Big Rapids area, actually outside of Big Rapids in Mecosta County, and basically homestead a wilderness tract of land. That was his intent. And then he actually pulled out of it, went back east, and left his family there to fend for themselves. And her mother kind of collapsed under the strain, and she took on the responsibility at age 12 of being the provider and the leader of her family.
Pat Major, editor of the Michigan History Magazine and author of the new book, Great Girls in Michigan History. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Pat.
Thank you.